Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is wonderful. We thank God for yesterday's broadcast. We thank God for a lot of reactions, good testimony, manifestation of the finger of God in the life of people. You can see now, like I told you, immediately you begin to pray accurate prayers. Immediately you begin to get tired of the situation the enemy has put you. There will be a lot of reaction. God will begin to fight. And when there are reactions, sometimes the enemy will know too that you have woken up. So we thank God for yesterday while we are talking about the tree of failure at the edge of breakthrough. We thank God for as many who pray that prayer with fervency of heart. I will thank God for as many who are still praying the prayers. I hope you have not forgotten the two prayer points I gave to you yesterday in the broadcast. No, I want you, we are going to repeat the prayers here. I want you to pray that prayers like I told you. Pray it 15 minutes per each of the prayers. Send this prayer request or this prayer bomb or this prayer explosion. Send it to your friends. Let them be blessed, you know, so that the blessing can spread all over the world. It is enough. We need to fight. Devil has put us in cage. Devil has, you know, boxed us to a corner. And we need to use the gift that the Lord has given to us. We need to appropriate, you know, the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus did not die for fun. We need to use that very thing that the Lord has done for us to fight our battle. We need to use the name of Jesus. We used to need the blood of Jesus. And it's going to do wonders and do great in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed, and I pray that blessing will continue in your life. I want to appreciate as many of us who have been joining us on this broadcast. God will continue to bless you in the name of. I hope you have received our website, you know, where you can have the download of those ones you have missed, especially those of you who did not start with us last year. I think we started last year, September. So many of you who did not start with us on that daily broadcast, you can go back straight to our website and download them and listen to them and be blessed. And I know God will help you in Jesus. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast, prophetic decree and prophetic declaration broadcast on this 18th day of the month of February, year 2021. God has a purpose for your destiny, and that purpose shall be fulfilled. He said, the thought I have towards you is the thought of good, is a thought to make you to see expected, and is a thought of favor, is a thought of blessing. He said, it's not the thought of evil, but this is a thought that God has towards you, is the thought to make you to fulfill your future. He says, it's a thought of hope, and it's a thought to make you to fulfill your future. That is what God has towards you. Jeremiah 11 verse 29. You must know that. And God Almighty, the God Almighty is going to bless you. He's going to help you. He's going to uphold you. He's going to give you grace to enjoy that mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I am praying for somebody here that God Almighty will visit you. God Almighty will work wonders in your life. God Almighty will promote your destiny. God Almighty will do great work in your life. You just continue with us in this broadcast, and you will never be the same. No matter maybe what the enemy has been doing against you, no matter maybe the battle that you are facing, no matter maybe the contention of the enemy, they are going to fail. Look at what the Lord says in that place I quoted. Sorry, it's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The Bible says, for I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace. So anything that is not of peace in your life is not from God. And not of evil. Anything that is evil in your life is not from God. To give you an expected end. To give you hope and expected end. That is the thought of God towards you. So all of you on this broadcast, I want to welcome you into the land of hope, into the land of peace, and into the land of gaining access into your future. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, yesterday we started with one of the trees of household wickedness. And we started talking about the tree of failure at the edge of breakthrough. The enemy had planted this into our life, in our household. And they are looking at us when we are going to school. They are looking at us when we are laboring. They know that there's something that will be altering that labor. But now God will fight for us in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have been experiencing failure at the edge of breakthrough, you need to pray very well. At the point where success is approaching, you notice that something normally alter it and cancel it. All this thing is to drag the name of God in your life to mud. You need to fight against it. If it has become normal trend in your life, that means you need divine intervention. We call it the spirit of peace guard. When it's coming close, you find out that you lose it. Maybe you notice that anytime you have a business deal, everything is in place. Then at the last minute, things just fall apart. This must be fought against. Or you are waiting on the line for something. When it gets to your turn, they say it is finished. Or you have attended job interview. At the final stage, they will say, sorry, we cannot take you. This must not continue in your life. This must stop. You are moving closer to breakthrough, and that breakthrough never reaches you. You have sweated, you have labored, but the enemy is aborting that labor. We need to fight against it with aggression. And that is why I want you to get ready. You know, the Bible says something I love in Psalm 24, verse 7. It says, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Every evil gate contending with you shall be lifted away in the name of Jesus Christ. We are still contending against the tree of failure at the edge of breakthrough. You are going to pray another prayer today as we did yesterday. And we are going to continue it tomorrow, because this particular area has become the battle of people. Look at a lot of reaction from yesterday's broadcast. Look at many, many testimony. Look at many, many things people said. Look at what we have said. Look at it. This is the major problem of people. It must solve in your life. You must be delivered from that failure at the edge of breakthrough. Any power aborting your effort, any power that make your effort useless, shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready as we are going to pray right now. I want you to pray with fervency. I want you to pray with power. I want you to pray with the spirit of enough is enough. I want you to pray with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray with fire of deliverance. And something great is going to happen in your life. Something wonderful is going to happen in your life. Something super is going to happen in your life. In that name, I'm going to pray on your oil. If I last yesterday, we did not anoint our head, our navel, our everything. I know you would have done that. It's a normal thing. But yesterday was so aggressive. Yesterday was a bombardment. Yesterday was a hot time. So even when I look at the time, I find that the time is going fast, so I have to stop. But today, I want you to bring out your oil. I'm going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this oil. We bless this oil with a blessing of success, with a blessing of breakthrough, with the blessing of greater height. We pray that this oil or this water you are holding shall be anointed with favor. The blood of Jesus shall flow into it, and the yoke of darkness shall be broken when you apply this oil. The anointing of God, the anointing of fire shall enter into this oil, and it shall become oil of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to take the oil now and anoint your head. Anoint your head now. As you have anointed the head, you put your hand on the head. As you pray this prayer, shout it loud and clear. Say, every seed of failure at the edge of my breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Every seed of failure at the edge of my breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Every seed of failure at the edge of my breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Every seed of failure at the edge of my breakthrough, die in Jesus' name. We pray. Shout the next one loud and clear. Say, enemy of my breakthroughs in life, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Enemy of my breakthroughs in life, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Enemy of my breakthroughs in life, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Enemy of my breakthroughs in life, your time is up. Die in Jesus' name, we pray. Remove your arm from your head now. I want you to get aggressive. I want you to pray this prayer before we continue anointing our body. I want you to pray very well. Say, powers aborting my miracle. In the name of Jesus. Powers aborting my miracles. In the name of Jesus. Powers aborting my miracles. In the name of Jesus. Powers aborting my miracles. In the name of Jesus. Powers aborting my miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. 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 Something is happening there. Say any personality that is reporting me in the coven of witchcraft, be pursued by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Any personality reporting me in the coven of witchcraft, be pursued by the fire of God. Be pursued, be pursued, be pursued by the fire of God. Any personality reporting me in the coven of witchcraft, be pursued, be pursued, be pursued. In Jesus' name we pray. Now shout loud and clear. Say, magnet of favor. Magnet of favor. Locate my life. In the name of Jesus, magnet of favor, locate my life. In the name of Jesus, magnet of favor, locate my life. In the name of Jesus, magnet of favor, locate my life. In the name of Jesus, magnet of favor, locate my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Look at what God is doing. Say, oh God, my Father, turn situation around to favor me. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, turn situation around to favor me. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, turn situation around to favor me. Turn situation around to favor me. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we are going to pray these two prayers. We prayed it yesterday, and I told you to pray it for 7 days. And we are going to pray it. I say, any power behind the problems of my life, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problems of my life, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problems of my life, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problems of my life, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problems of my life, in Jesus' name we pray. The second prayer, I hope you remember, I was still going to pray it. Say louder than the way you have been praying. Say, all secret of the enemy in the camp of my life, oh God, my Father, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. All secret of the enemy in the camp of my life, oh God, my Father, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. All secret of the enemy in the camp of my life, oh God, my Father, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. All secret of the enemy in the camp of my life, oh God, my Father, reveal it to me, reveal it to me in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your chest. Say, arrow of infirmity in my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of infirmity in my body, go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, anoint your navel now. You shout it loud and clear. Say, anything programmed into my body in the dream that is affecting my health, come out. In the name of Jesus, anything programmed to my body in the dream that is affecting my health, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name we pray. You can drink the oil a little bit and say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. Enter into my body. Enter into my body. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two hands now. Aha. Father, I command these hands to be delivered completely from witchcraft attack. I command the arrow fire against this hand to go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, you can shake the hand. Shake that hand, shake it very well. As you are shaking the hand, poverty is shaking out, stagnancy is shaking out, debt is shaking out in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs now. Father, I command the evil rope binding that leg to be broken, and I command that leg to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha, wonderful. Bring out your 12 prayer requests. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. We thank you for those who have received their testimony already. Some people said they have received one or two of the requests answered. Some said three out of the requests have answered. Some said one. But I pray that this request will be answered fully in the name of Jesus. 1 to 12 of it will be answered speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall become a bigger body of testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bless you with the blessing of great testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. As many who are looking for the fruit of the womb, may God Almighty visit you this year and your testimony will manifest. Twins and triplets shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not settled in marriage, may God give you marital glory and marital breakthrough this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Those whose business has really gone down, first, those who are seriously in dilemma of poverty, those who have, in fact, those who are thinking of packing up, may God arise for your help. This week, divine helper shall locate you. God will promote you and show you mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are in one situation and the other, and they are troubled, I pray that mercy of God shall envelop you. You shall receive mercy. You shall receive mercy. You shall receive mercy. You shall receive mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that property that has been due for sale and customers have not come to buy it, I command that property within the next few days to be sold in the name of Jesus Christ. The embargo on that property shall be broken, and the verdict of darkness on that property shall be destroyed. Whatever they have planted into the ground to tie down that property, I command fire to burn it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release the property for sale in Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord continue to do wonders in your life. May the mercy of God ever depart from our life. You continue to go from grace to grace, from power to power, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you want to get across to us, you can send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.